0976 or email marketing@acsz.co.zm. Be there, be seen, be part of the history.
For machines that work all day, Yafanika oro yampamvu. One that will keep running smooth when the load is heavy.
Available at spare part shops, distributors outlets, and all engine service stations countrywide. Shell Remus, engine oil that works as hard as you.
This Easter Sunday, get ready for a fun day full of fun at Greenwood Manor Hotel. Bring the whole family and enjoy an amazing Easter buffet for just 550 kwacha for adults and 275 kwacha per child. And kids, this one's for you. We've got a jumping castle, a trampoline, fun games, candy, and even a special visit from the Easter Bunny. And parents, while the little ones are having fun, enjoy happy hour twice as long from 12 hours midday all the way up to 19:30 hours. Don't miss out. Make this Easter unforgettable at Greenwood Manor Hotel. Call 0963-881-684 or 0963-881-742 or email reservations@greenwoodmanor.com. Greenwood Manor Hotel, where Easter comes alive.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got even more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and 31st March 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win instant cashback, monthly trolley dashes, and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup round of 16 continues with a thrilling knockout stage. Brace yourselves for an adrenaline-packed Easter weekend kicking off on Friday, 12:30 hours at Arthur Davies Stadium. Forest Mioye versus Mufulira Wanderers. Nampundwe versus Power Dynamos. And Saturday, games kick off at 12:30 hours with Mushitala taking on Muza FC and Roan versus Ichanga Rangers. Grab your tickets at www.techpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page.
Your story matters. Absa.
Zachi calls for transparency and accountability in local content strategy rollout. Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia calls for nationwide audit of CDF utilization. In global news, Rwanda reintegrates 214 former armed group members from DR Congo. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Phoenix FM News, and apologies for being it 4 minutes late. The details. The Zambia Chamber of Commerce and Industry, ZACHI, is calling for transparency, inclusion and accountability in the implementation of Zambia's national local content strategy, warning that failure to uphold these principles will make it difficult to track how business opportunities are distributed to local firms. Zambia's local content strategy is a government-driven framework aimed at increasing the participation of Zambian-owned businesses and citizens in key sectors of the economy, particularly mining, energy, construction, and manufacturing. ZACHI Head of Mining, Augustine Mwanga, says the strategy must allow for clear measurement systems to to ensure that local companies are genuinely benefiting from opportunities in key sectors such as mining. Mr. Mwanga has told Phoenix News that without proper data and oversight mechanisms, it will be challenging to assess whether government efforts to promote local participation are yielding tangible results. He has further stressed the need for capacity building among local companies, stating that firms participating in these opportunities should receive structured feedback on gaps in skills and operations. Mr. Mwanga adds that such feedback will enable local businesses to grow and compete effectively, ultimately strengthening Zambia's private sector.
If the strategy does not look at those aspects, then it becomes very difficult for us to measure data, to measure the way the business is being distributed to our local companies. And we expect that at the end of the day, those that are participating in these opportunities will be guided and helped to build capacity by giving them feedback on what areas of capacities that they are lacking and help them to develop those capacities.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates Zambia, AAAZ, is calling on government to prioritize a nationwide audit of Constituency Development Fund, CDF, utilization across all constituencies and local authorities. Organization Communications Officer Melbourne Mushitu explains that the CDF has in recent years been significantly expanded as a key tool for decentralization, citizen empowerment, and equitable development, with substantial funds dispersed between 2020 and 2024 and further allocations in the 2025 fiscal year. Ms. Mushitu notes that the funds are meant to support community-driven projects such as infrastructure development, youth and women empowerment, and improved access to essential services, but notes with concern that a significant portion of these funds remains unutilized in several constituencies and councils, including balances from the 2023, 2024, and 2025 allocations. She has attributed the situation to administrative bottlenecks, limited implementation capacity, and weak oversight mechanisms, which have led to delays in project execution and, in some cases, complete non-utilization of allocated funds. Ms. Mushitu has since urged the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to take immediate action by initiating an independent and transparent nationwide audit of CDF utilization, with findings made publicly accessible to enhance accountability and improve implementation.
Reports and stakeholder observations suggest that administrative bottlenecks, limited implementation capacity, and weak oversight mechanisms have contributed to delays in project execution and, in some cases, complete non-utilization of allocated funds. This situation not only undermines the intended impact of CDF, but also slows down the delivery of essential services and critical development projects that communities urgently need. As Zambia continues implementing the 8th National Development Plan, which ends in 2026, addressing inefficiencies in public resource utilization becomes increasingly urgent.
The Mine Contractors, Factories and Allied Workers Union of Zambia is urging power utility company ZESCO to speed up the allocation of the remaining 50% of electricity to manganese-producing companies in Central Province. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Union President Nkweto Kasonka said that while he welcomes the resumption of operations by the companies following last year's shutdown due to the power crisis, the union is concerned that the companies are still not operating at full capacity. Meanwhile, Mr. Kasonka has also urged the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry to review modalities surrounding the local purchase of copper, noting that locally produced copper is being sold at international prices, making it too costly for electric cable manufacturers. Mr. Kasonka explains that the companies are buying the locally mined copper at international prices, a situation that has led to increased cost of production.
We have a good number of companies that are producing cables, electric cables, here in Zambia. But we have one challenge. The challenge is that these companies, they are buying copper at the international price. This copper is mined here in Zambia. but